This is Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
Hi, this is Bob Fitrakis. Things happening here in Ohio, the continued struggle of public employees to beat back Senate Bill 5, as listeners recall. It's passed the Ohio Senate, headed to the House, where the struggle continues. Other things happening, and we hope to bring you more information in the future, the battle over banning abortion in Ohio. And also, just today, the head of NPR fired for saying the truth about Tea Party members, that many are gun-toting and racist. You're not allowed to accuse people with racist agendas of being racist. While not everyone in the Tea Party is racist, some are libertarian. Clearly, some are, and they're obsessed with the first mixed race president, and a significant proportion doubt whether he was born in America, in Hawaii. They have him plotting in utero with future Islamic terrorists who weren't even born yet. So, a lot of things happening. But on the good side, the Free Press Express is back out on the street. So look for it. The Free Press Express, it's a broadsheet in the tradition of Marat. You remember the French Revolution. Maybe time for another revolution. What do you think, Connie?
Yeah, sounds like we're ripe for a revolution, if you ask me.
Except right now, it may be on the right.
Oh, geez. Yeah. Well, you know, I'm hoping that that we can pull out a strong backlash on the left with the union organizers, people coming out, and also connecting those struggles of women and the, you know, the fight for our bodies and our lives and our freedom of choice. I hope that we can kind of connect those struggles to what's going on in the labor movement and bring out a strong backlash against the Tea Party people and the religious right and the Republicans.
Well, a while back, back in the late 90s, Mark Gerzon wrote a book called The Disuniting of America, where he said there that we were in the middle of cultural wars. Part of the problem is that that the other side, the right, the Republican coalition, is well prepared and been waging war, and our side seems to be taken back. A lot of things we've taken for granted, the right to collectively bargain here in Ohio that passed back in the 1980s, suddenly gone. And this rhetoric that Governor Kasich put forward in his State of the Union address, where they'll talk about privatization, but they're really not talking about privatization, Connie. They're talking about corporatization.
Yeah.
And that's what Jerry Bello called this right before the show and pointed out the provision of a bill in Michigan which would hand cities over to corporations. But Kasich is doing this with the Department of Development. You saw a State of the Union address.
The State address.
Yes, the State of the State. I should be clear, the State of the Buckeye State, Ohio. What'd you think?
Well, I was sitting in my office listening to the State of the State address on the radio, and I heard probably most of it, definitely the first half of it, and I thought it seemed very simplistic. Kasich focused a lot on taxes and just saying how awful they are. And I mean, I think it's understandable that people don't want to pay money, you know, and that there are budgetary issues. However, I would say that, you know, a lot of the budgetary issues had to do with conservatives, you know, in past years that it, you know, that it was through mismanagement that we're in that situation. But basically, his speech was very simplistic. And he did say, you know, that we ain't seen nothing yet, and that he repeated, you better, he repeated his implicit threat, you know, either get on the bus or it'll run you over.
Well, that's because he canceled the train, Connie. There's no train to run you over.
A figurative murder threat to, you know, it's, I mean, I think that's really rude, personally. I think that, you know, he's threatening. He's being very threatening and being very rude when he says that. And yeah, I understand it's about the train, but it's like, you know, he really seems to me like somebody who, he's let the power go to his head.
When you get 49% of the vote, you've got a mandate there. He almost got a majority of the votes, Connie.
Yeah, almost. So, I mean, it seems like somebody who's really, you know, he's been put in a position of power, and instead of being humble about it and, you know, being, I think, judicious about his power, he is being very, you know, like doing some kind of victory dance and flaunting it, when, yeah, he didn't get a majority of the vote. It's, you know, good for him that technically he's in power, but he's really throwing it in the face of a lot of Ohioans.
Our minoritarian governor, who, by the way, the exit polls, which are universally accurate, within 1% in every country on earth, the exit polls showed Kasich losing by 2%. He ends up with 49% of the vote, and he proclaims himself El Duce, the new Mussolini. He's going to bring in the corporate regime, and you better get out of the way because he's going to make the buses run on time. Even if you're coming late to the bus, you're going to be run over.
Well, yeah, I think it's a real problem that, you know, he got 49% of the vote, if that. And, you know, there are real questions about the exit polling, which are supposed to be very accurate, about whether he actually won at all. And, you know, he's pushing through all of these, you know, his agenda that most Ohioans are opposed to. And it's not clear whether we had a fair election. There have been a lot of questions raised about the fairness of our elections in Ohio by the Free Press and looking at the exit polls. And I think it's very questionable, you know, whether he won at all, whether it was fair. And, you know, yet he's pushing through these agenda items that so many people are opposed to. And it's very suspicious, if you ask me.
Well, you've got John Kasich out there. John Kasich has spent most of his life sucking up to powerful and wealthy people. Now it's the Koch brothers and Rupert Murdoch, his old boss at Fox, right? Rupert Murdoch's an Australian citizen originally, until he got U.S. citizenship, who runs a far-right network, a propaganda network. And he sent $1 million to the Governors Association, Republican governors, to help John Kasich be elected. The reality is John Kasich is a really, really mediocre man with no credentials. Kasich was a freshly scrubbed Nixon youth who in 72, when the youth of his day were out fighting for peace and justice, Kasich realized that if he put his nose up Nixon's ass and got it all brown, that he had a career in politics. So he was a very early brown noser. Then he gets a job in the Capitol as an intern. Then he gets hired, where the people there say he was universally arrogant and lazy. And then in 1980, he decides he's going to run for state senator and sweeps in on the coattails of Ronald Reagan. And with the help of followers of Reverend Moon, for some reason, Reverend Moon, who proclaims himself a messiah, sends all these Moonies to help out John Kasich. Moon has longstanding ties to the Korean CIA and our CIA. So it looks like an intelligence operation. So Kasich, who thinks he's like brilliant in 82, then runs for U.S. Congress. The only reason he wins is because Speaker of the House, Democrat Vern Reif, is mad at Congressman Schumanski. And so he redistricts Schumanski and gives him a Republican district, which Kasich wins in this safe seat. So Kasich sits there for years, really impressed with himself because he's in a district that's drawn to be 70% Republican, blacks on the east side of Columbus, but he's given all of Delaware County, all of Licking County. He then runs for president with that charm he's so famous for. He's getting less than 1% of the vote in the polls. No one will vote for him.
He ran for president?
Oh, yeah. Huh. And one of the worst showings in history because people got to know him in Iowa
and
in New Hampshire.
You know, in the State of the State address, he didn't sound intelligent. He didn't sound he didn't sound quite as dumb as Bush. Bush, like, you know, couldn't even put a sentence together, and Kasich can at least do that, but all of his sentences are very simple.
Well, again, he's got a certain arrogance. He didn't really write out his speech. He's a bloviator for Fox News. he thinks he can go there in the tradition of Bill O'Reilly and pontificate, and people will listen to him because he got 49% of the vote.
Great.
He's getting less than 1% when he was running for president. What he's got is the Koch brothers.
You add those together, and that's almost a win.
Less than 1%. He nearly got 50%.
Still almost 50%.
If you counted his presidential election with his run for governor. So he comes in. He immediately attacks the public employees, the policemen, the firemen, the teachers, while taking money from billionaire the Koch brothers, who got one thing in mind: how to give more power to corporations and how to destroy democracy. What he's doing is relying on the pillars of fascism: destruction of democracy and handing over power to corporation. Mussolini called fascism corporatism. And John Kasich is going down that road. And on the air, you're not supposed to use the F word. But John Kasich's movement, his projection, is that of a new fascism, a crypto-fascism. It's how can I turn this country over to the wealthiest corporations and the wealthiest billionaires, and how I, John Kasich, who am mediocre and arrogant, how can I benefit myself?
This is Fight Back with Bob Fetrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3, 102.1.
And speaking of this, it was actually sort of alluded to by Senator Sherrod Brown. I wrote an article on thefreepress.org, and it's in the broadsheet, the Free Press Express, that just came out, so look for it on the streets. But it deals a lot with Senate Bill 5. But Senator Sherrod Brown went to the floor of the Senate and had the courage to tell the truth. He pointed out that Hitler and Mussolini destroyed the trade unions, as did Mubarak, that every two-bit dictator who is trying to make himself rich goes after the trade unions.
And he's like, I'm sorry, I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, right?
And then he went
he's
on.
He's like, I'm not trying to say, but
I'm just stating the obvious. When you go after
just
the
saying.
Trade unions, you're following the same path as Hitler, Mussolini, Joe Stalin, and every other dictator. And here's why.
And then he's like, I'm sorry, but it's true.
Because the trade unions believe in solidarity.
Solidarity.
Economic solidarity. Solidarity forever. They believe that workers know their self-interest, firemen know their interest, policemen, teachers, and they have a right to collectively bargain with their employers and come to a contract. And there's not a corporation in America that will do business without a contract. Rupert Murdoch at Fox News Corp does everything by contract, enforceable in court. Time Warner Turner, AOL, EMI, does everything by contract. But what Kasich wants, because this is what the Koch brothers want, those billionaires who hate democracy, what Rupert Murdoch, who hates democracy, who wants to dictate, what they want is no contractual protection for unions.
So do you think that they want no...
They want a labor market, Connie.
Yeah.
The old notion, this is what Adam Smith talks about, Karl Marx criticized, they want to be able to buy and sell real human beings because they're artificial, unnatural human beings. The Supreme Court said we were unnatural people. You know, they're vampires. They're vampires. They're the undead with no soul. What they want to do is look around the world and say, can we buy 12-year-old boys in Bangladesh for 9 cents an hour or 9-year-old boys in Pakistan for 12 cents? And what they think is that the American middle class, the middle class in Ohio, make too much. Look at these people. They make $40,000 a year, and they even have a pension, and they have some limited health care. The Koch brothers are insatiable. Murdoch's insatiable. What they don't understand is the basic principles of the Bible. You can't worship God and mammon. They worship unnatural things. They worship gold. That's their golden calf, so to speak. They can never have enough. And what they find is brown-nosing little weasels like John Kasich, arrogant, and they promise him. They bribe him. He's a bribe tool. He's the caddy to somebody who tips big, right? He's on the private golf course, and he's out there on the private golf course, and he's hooked up with some billionaires, and they're tossing him a 20, and he's kissing their ass. He's on their his knees kissing their ass, metaphorically speaking.
Cool. I'd like to see that.
You know, he knows. I mean, they let it in on him. Hey, why don't you go to Ohio and sell some junk assets? Some junk assets into the state teacher's fund for Lehman Brothers. Get rich. That's how he got rich. That's how he became a millionaire. This guy's a nobody, right? He's an absolute non-entity who is willing to do any unprincipled, despicable thing and then have billionaires buy him PR to tell him that he's special. Oh, John, you're real brilliant. You're special. You're screwing the workers. You're destroying people's lives. You're going after firefighters. You're going after police officers. You're destroying public education. You're special, John.
Yeah, he's really willing to do it all. He's really willing to do it all.
And what bothers me, it's not just John Kasich. It's many of these Democrats don't want to fight back, who don't want to stand up and say, stop it.
Yeah, that's what really bothers me, Bob. It just seems like, you know, a lot of the Democrats, when they did have power and could have done something, they didn't do much. And they just kind of seem to consistently roll over. And I just, you know, I grew up Democrat and I really just don't understand. And I bet a lot of people like me feel betrayed that, you know, that we're looking to politicians sometimes to stick up for our interests and our rights. And they're constantly just selling us out over and over again.
I mean, Obama's running to the center. Why isn't Obama in Wisconsin standing with the public workers? Why hasn't he come into a key battleground state in Ohio and stood up for the teachers, stood up for the firefighters, stood up for the police? He's going to expect that in 2012, we're going to come out and support him because we're public workers. But right now, he's saying nothing while this little dictator, this minority, 49% of the vote, mediocre intellectual, is puffing up like a peacock and acting and doing the bidding of the new robber barons.
Well, it's not just Obama, Bob. It seems like there are so many Democrats who, in order to get elected or to look good or something, they just try to appear more and more conservative. And it really is doing a disservice to people on the left and to you know, people like me, I really would like to be able to have the right to my own body and to be able to decide my future mm-hmm. and to have an abortion if I want or need to protect my health. You know, you have Republicans. I heard there, I don't know if it's true, but a Republican in Georgia was proposing a law that would, you know, if a woman miscarried, that it would be very harshly punished, maybe even punished as murder. I can't understand that. How can, you know, such a misfortune, you know, a lot of women want to have babies and, you know, wouldn't, you know, if they miscarried, it would be a great tragedy in their lives. And how could you possibly punish somebody further for that? You know, it just doesn't make sense to me. But besides that, I am an autonomous person. I have the ability to make decisions about my own life, and I really resent that it's been taken into the political sphere, such a personal choice. And you know, a lot of the people who are making those decisions are men, and yeah, they're able to find some women to you know, to stand up for the idea of taking choice away from other women. It's really disturbing to see such a patriarchal force and to see women participating in the patriarchy like that.
Well, the changes are coming. Unless we organize and fight back, it's only going to get worse. I mean, they're emboldened. They're 49% of the vote. They see as a super mandate.
Oh, geez.
They love these Republicans. John Kasich's of the world. They love unnatural, artificial corporations, and they love, theoretically, the unborn. Who they hate are real teachers, real firefighters, police officer, real human beings struggling to make a living for their family. They call themselves pro-family.
Well, I think
when
they
in reality,
hate existing
they
children
hate
as well.
Families. They want to make it difficult. They don't want pensions for real workers. They want more money in the coffers of the Koch brothers and the unnatural corporations that have sold this country out, taken the jobs, the communist China, exploited people all over the planet, and destroyed the environment. That's who they worship. That's who they idolize.
Well, I think that they also hate existing children. Once a child is born, they're cutting all social programs and a woman's ability to support her children. I think that my idea and my vision of family values is to shorten the workday, allow men and women to stay home with their children more. You know, how about, you know, giving paternity leave to fathers so that they can spend more time with their children, having pensions and other benefits so that people can be with their children and their families and have free time. We have such a horrible economy right now that people's activities outside of their regular jobs can really rebuild the economy. Volunteerism is up right now, and I think that volunteering and nonprofits and doing charity work and even just being active in civic associations in your neighborhood and you know, making the things that you would buy, you know, that can help people's local economies. So I am a strong proponent of working in local economies and in communities. And I believe that all this corporatism is just really destroying people's ability to interact with each other on a community level and in their families.
And their rhetoric is we're going to privatize. They're corporatizing. These are the same corporations that destroyed our economy. These are the Lehman Brothers that went bankrupt after fleecing workers and their pensions. That's who John Kasich worked for. John Kasich became a multimillionaire by fleecing public workers' pensions, by selling junk assets. So he doesn't want civic groups, community groups, cooperative groups, credit unions. He wants large predatory investment bankers that are too big to fail, that fleece working people, and then when the economy goes bad, tax working people to bail them out. That's who John Kasich works for. That's what John Kasich is all about. All this rhetoric about his Bible guys. Yeah, you know, that's Machiavelli. Be the first one out on high holy days. Make a public pretension of worshiping God or Jesus. Kasich worships the Koch brothers. Kasich worships Mammon. Kasich is a caddy to the rich and the robber barons and the corporate elites that are destroying this country.
Kasich, the devil's caddy.
And I mean Kasich.
Well, Bob, people are getting out and organizing. Women are organizing. The Saturday before last was Walk for Choice, and women walked from 15th and High down to the State House and joined with the workers who were also gathering at the State House to protest SB 5. And women from Planned Parenthood and other groups were there talking about their experiences, talking about the impact on women's lives if the right to our bodies and our lives is threatened. There is a growing movement, and we need to mobilize more women and more feminists of all genders to get out there and oppose things like the heartbeat bill and the other laws that are being proposed right now that would keep women from making these important decisions about their own lives.
And again, make sure that you look around on the street, the Free Press Express, the Free Press with its meager resources, an all-volunteer co-op, a 501c3, trying to get the word out with the Free Press Express and at freepress.org. It's going to be citizens' journalism and us working together to expose the reality of John Kasich and his agenda and his desire to run everyone over in a bus, make the buses run on time. Why? Because he destroyed the trains. He gave back $400 million to put Ohioans to work, tens of thousands of workers for a generation building trains. Kasich gave the money back and then said, oh, how will we stimulate the economy? Let me bring in my corporate friends who bankrupt Lehman Brothers. For God's sake, Kasich, you work for Lehman Brothers. They went bankrupt. They're out of business. They tanked our economy. Why would you be bringing those models to Ohio other than to get rich? Well, Connie, we're probably ready to wrap up here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, good. Then maybe that way we can fleece the workers' pensions, destroy the trade unions, fleece their pension, and give Kasich friends who destroyed Lehman Brothers big, big bonuses. Oh, maybe we can give Rupert Murdoch some more money. He's only a billionaire many times over. And what about the Koch brothers? They're only worth, what, $40, $50 billion? Maybe they can get some more money. John Kasich is a corporatist, he's an elitist, and he hates democracy. He hates real people in the real world. He loves the undead, the artificial, the unnatural, corporations. That's what he's about.
The undead and the unborn.
Okay, well, it's time to wrap up here in John Kasich's State of the State address. Hi, I'm John Kasich. I'm richer than hell, and I will continue to suck up to billionaires.
This has been Fight Back with Bob Fitrakis and Connie Goodell Newton on WCRS 98.3 102.1.
Peace.